In the early afternoon of Thursday, March 9, 1933, in the heart of the Great Depression, downtown at Howard and Lexington Streets, the popular department store Hoschel Cohn and the teachers of Baltimore City Public Schools were facing a crisis. To deal with a severe economic depression, President Franklin Roosevelt had closed the banks, taking out of the marketplace all available cash. But Hoschel Cohn, as a service to teachers, had long offered a special service to them. On the last day of the week, the store operated a counter to cash teachers' paychecks at 3 o'clock, a time convenient to the teachers, which traditional bank hours were not. But this day, March 9, 1933, with the banks closed for the bank holiday, Hoschel's had no cash on hand to cash the teachers' checks. A quick conference was called among the store's management, including among them a young executive, Walter Sondheim, who would go on to become renowned as a community leader. It turned out that Baltimore City had plenty of cash across town at City Hall. Hurriedly, a plan was devised with Mayor Jackson. City Hall could provide the cash if Hoschel's could pick it up at City Hall right away. With the clock ticking, a Brinks truck was quickly sent for, and a young Sondheim was off to City Hall to pick up the cash in time to pay the teachers on schedule. Time, 2:20. Sondheim took his place in the Brinks truck and was rushed east across Lexington Street to City Hall. He dashed in, picked up the cash, got back into the Brinks truck, which went hell-bent back to Hoschel's. In a storybook finish, at the very moment the teachers were arriving, going in one door with checks to be cashed, Mr. Sondheim was coming in another with the cash. Time, 3:01. President Roosevelt may have saved America's banks, but Walter Sondheim had saved Baltimore's teachers.